Yeah, welcome back to the show. Discover the Body Science Low Carb Protein Mousse range today. Ben, I just saw you just have one, and look at you. You're ripped.
I've lost 5 kilos just after having it. It's incredible.
Incredible, mate. Look, you're doing push-ups as we speak, not even drawing breath. Ah, it's time for Movie of the Week. Now, of late, we've covered the whole spectrum of films, from the ridiculously funny There's Something About Mary to the franchise blockbuster Raiders of the Lost Ark. Today, we celebrate Arnold Schwarzenegger's 75th birthday with the 87 classic The Running Man.
You cold-blooded bastard. I'll tell you what I think of it. I live to see you eat that contract. But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Classic Arnie. Welcome, Liam Alexander.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Liam, we're going good, mate. Now, we're a little bit mixed in here. There was some of us that loved it. Dave wasn't so sure. Where do you stand on this one, Liam?
I think I might lean more with Dave on this one. I mean, for what it is, an Arnie action and one-liner vehicle, it's not a bad thing. It does it very well. If you want to see giant men with crazy names and insane costumes yell and battle each other to the death, it's as good as it gets. But I personally think there are ingredients there in the story that could have elevated to something better. But I think for what it is, it's pretty good.
Liam, for people that haven't seen it, the plot?
Yeah, so the film's set in a future dystopian America where the economy has collapsed and the country's basically a police state. That year is 2019.
Is that Victoria?
It's actually in the past. Yeah, Victoria. So it's the movie's set in 2019. So it's actually set in the past now. Arnie basically plays a cop who's been convicted of mass murder falsely. He has to don a yellow Lycra suit now and participate in a TV game show where convicts known as runners have to battle these killers with names like Professor Sub-Zero and Captain Freedom. Basically try win their freedom. That's the movie.
Some of the people in there, like Jesse Ventura is Captain Freedom, NFL legend Jim Brown is Fireball. Now, this is where it starts to get weird. Frank Zappa's son, Dweezil Zappa, he's Steve, and Mick Fleetwood as Mick. Now, why, Liam? Why are these guys in the film?
I have no idea, and I tried to figure out why or what attachment they had to Arnie, but I know Jesse Ventura. Like, the crazy thing is, if you watch that scene where Arnie and Captain Freedom are fighting each other, if you told someone in the cinema in 87 that the governor of California and Minnesota are currently on screen battling each other to the death, I don't know if they would have believed it.
Before we talk about how the film was made, some of the trivia around it. Now, Liam, it was based off a book. Am I right there?
Yeah, so it's based on a short story that Stephen King wrote under a pseudonym back in the early 80s. And no one knew that King wrote it until basically the movie was coming out. But the movie is a very loose adaptation of the book. Originally, they were going to translate it directly to screen with Christopher Reeve playing the role, because the original story is more about, it's a much more serious drama about a man who's is unemployed and has to go on the show to basically feed his family. But when Arnie got involved, they tried to change it into the basically condemned but innocent criminal has to go on a gladiator show. So it's based on the book, but a very, very loose adaptation.
Ben, anything we should know about this film?
Yes, the apart from Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, you've got Damon Killian, who is the game show host. He's the Larry Emder of The Running Man, who in real life he's a broadcaster himself, Richard Dawson, who actually was the host of Family Feud in the States.
Right.
And I was talking to Liam yesterday, and apparently people that saw his performance, and I think he's admitted to it, saying that the way he treats people in the film is basically the way he treated people in real life.
Really?
At the Family Feud.
How come Rob Ruff didn't get that job?
I don't know.
Or Baby John Burgess.
Baby John Burgess would be fantastic.
Baby would have been a natural, I think. Liam, any other things interesting about the film?
Yeah, well, so a few directors were originally attached to direct it. John McTiernan, who worked with Arnie on Predator, which came out the same year, he was meant to direct it at one point. Andrew Davis, who directed The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, he was directing it and got fired after 2 weeks because they were behind schedule. So they brought in Paul Michael Glazer, who ends up directing the whole movie. And Paul Michael Glazer is actually the original Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. Wow. So, he had not much experience directing movies before, and this is basically his first movie. He directed a Bob Dylan music video in the early 80s, and that was about it. So, pretty interesting.
The critic's critic, Roger Ebert. What did he think of the film?
Yeah, Roger wasn't a big fan of it. He gave it 2 out of 4. He complained that all the action scenes sort of were a version of the same scenario, just played out over and over again. But he did praise Dawson's performance as Killian. He said it was the role he was born to play.
That is. How did it go in the box office? Was it a decent profit?
The interesting thing as well, like Predator, which came out the same year, grossed about $100 million. This was made for about $27 million, and it only grossed $38 million. So it just made its money back, but a moderate success. But in terms of like a Schwarzenegger picture at the time, it probably didn't perform as well as he expected it to.
Benny, this period, Arnie Eddie's peak?
This is Arnie Eddie's absolute peak. You had Terminator, you had Red Heat, you had Running Man and Predator in the same year. You then had Terminator 2, Kindergarten Cop. This was Arnie.
Kindergarten Cop.
Real high.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Would you watch reality TV? Is so big in our in our society now. Would you, I don't watch maths or anything, but I probably would if it meant life or death for them.
Well, back in the day, gladiators. Gladiators, the only thing it wasn't death, only people who went on it was the death of their careers.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. Of course, Mark McGaw was Hammer.
Mm.
He was on that.
Spartan?
Yeah.
Mark McGaw was definitely Hammer.
He was Hammer, which I remember the one day we played South, Joey, and Tony Butterfield smashed Mark McGaw, and he said, "Hammer's been hammered." Which is, Liam, after the break, we're going to do 5-1 greatest Arnie performances. What do you give this movie out of 100?
I'm going to give Running Man 50 out of 100.
Ben?
Well, I grew up on this. This is classic Ben fodder of the 80s. I'm going to give it 70.
That's interesting. She said, "Hell comes to Frogtown" to give 72. Yeah. I'll give it 60. You seen it, Dave?
Briefly.
Well, it was a short story. It's one of those said, "Did you seen the film?" No, I didn't have to. The book's much better. Maestro, have you seen it?
I have not seen a single Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
That's You're joking me.
In my cultural experience of the world.
Well, what sort of films your go, Alex?
Well, I'm big into my Beverly Hills Cop. I like 80s movies. Just
you said you like soft porn. Hole. That's the you like
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, right. Lady Chatterley's lover.
Do you think Arnie was on steroids?
No, absolutely not.
Pure natural bodybuilder.
We interviewed Arnie once.
Marijuana.
And at the end of it, legal though. Yeah. And afterwards, Gus hung around, got a photo with Arnie. Wait for this. Gus, you always go, "No, Gus Wallen, mate." Not old Beastings. And do you know when you think Arnie's about 6'3"? Arnie, he said, was about my height.
Really?
He said, when they got the photo, Gus had to step off a ledge and Arnie stood on a slight ledge to act like he was slightly taller.
He came into Channel 9 one time and when he left, they had to put a bridle on him. He was that full of it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. No. It was a good one, though.
I'm meaning he was
you get
on
back on the medication. Right, we're going to take a break. After the break, 5-1, greatest Arnie.